The world has been watching the crumble of long-standing Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, and many people are wondering if the charges laid against him will finally end his political career. Matthew Coote is a research officer at RMIT. He spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on what the current political situation is in Israel and how it could affect neighbouring countries.
Israel is currently at a political crossroads. You have a situation where a government is unable to be formed. They had an election earlier this year in April, and Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a governing coalition, so they went back to the polls again in September, and as a result of that election, they've been unable to form different coalition options.
So with Benjamin Netanyahu's current situation, he's been charged with bribery, fraud and the breach of trust. So yes. What does that mean for the Likud party?
In the last few days, there has been a bit of a push within that party to seriously consider forcing Netanyahu to stand down, which would be unprecedented. The situation is that the Blue and White party and leader Benny Gantz and his team refused to form a coalition with Likud while Benjamin Netanyahu is leader. You know, it's been around for so long. He certainly ruffled some feathers over the years, as you do. Big ego, very charismatic, but has become increasingly hawkish as well.
It's been noted as well that some politicians, a particular name that was mentioned was Gideon Saar, mentioned as being a potentially better leader. What would that mean for the Likud party?
Depending on who becomes leader, that they've got a greater chance of forming a coalition government and staying in government. So a change of leader, I think, would open up the possibility that they will stay in power.
You mentioned earlier as well that Netanyahu could be quite a charismatic leader. And there was a protest on Tuesday with media reports saying crowds were between 2,000 to 3,000 and Likud reports saying it was 15,000. But either way, why are people supporting a leader with such shocking charges?
The political scene has become increasingly polarised and fragmented at the same time. Having said that, the Israeli electoral system means it's proportional when you go to vote, so you get a greater number of parties across the political spectrum. But he still has strong support. He's been around for a long time, and the true believers still believe in him.
So additionally, from the date he was charged, Netanyahu has 30 days to be granted immunity by the government, but any Israeli citizen could appeal in the High Court. If that were to happen, what are the chances of it being blocked or actually going through?
My study of Israeli politics tends to be through the prism of social democracy and the labour movement. But one thing I've noticed is it's very hard to predict those sort of things. I would say anything is possible.
So with Netanyahu potentially being arrested, what would that mean for Israeli-Palestinian relations or additionally Israeli-American relations?
Both Netanyahu and Trump, you know, they like each other, they agree on issues around the Middle East. Israeli society is still, in my opinion, a leading voice in that region when it comes to equality, democracy, human rights. You only have to look at things like gender equality, LGBT rights, workers' rights, for example, and Israel leads the way in that region. And you even have this situation, it was last week, where the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that the US no longer considers Israeli settlements in the West Bank as inconsistent with international law. It could have serious damaging consequences.
Matthew Coote speaking to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on the future of President Benjamin Netanyahu.